Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we should have read Deuteronomy 16, Psalm 103, Isaiah 43, and Revelation 13. Now, you guys, I am blessed to do life with many amazing people these days. One of my favorite gatherings is one that we call Triads. It's three of us gathered together, me and two other brothers, and we focus on holding each other accountable to being obedient to God. Our last meeting, we spent a good amount of the time discussing the importance of our inner voice and ensuring that it aligns with God's voice, as we know the enemy is always vying for space in our heads. And he masks his voice as our own. We also discussed the importance of church community to continually remind us of that which we know to be true when lies tend to be something we have agreed with unintentionally. In episode 105 of the podcast, we discussed Psalm 23. And the final verse of that beautiful poem about life with the Good Shepherd reminds us that we are to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To dwell in this sense is to live and make our home in Him. That is a promise that we have as we are with God. But how many of us know that we not only dwell in houses, but we often dwell on thoughts and beliefs? Some that are profitable, but let's be honest, when we think of dwelling in this sense, we think of staying fixated on a thought much longer than we know we ought to. We easily fall into the trap of dwelling longer than we should and forgetting fast what we should remember. If we are to be true worshipers, we must own our attention. Deuteronomy 6 told us not too long ago, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 12, he added to that list, with all your mind. You guys, we must take captive all thoughts and make them obedient to Christ. We must tell not only our deceitful heart and not only our often weary soul where its attentions must be, but also our minds. Today, the psalmist in Psalm 103 tells all that is within him what to do. He says, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You guys, we must tell our minds and all that is within us where to dwell, where to rest, where to call home. Where our minds and our hearts and our soul call home will be that which we look to for sustaining, strengthening, and rest. It is difficult to lean into the Lord for power when we are dwelling on lies, half-truths, and the sins of our past. In Isaiah today, the prophet points our eyes forward. In Isaiah 43:18-19, he says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You guys, in Christ, we must remember that He is always in the process of reconciling, restoring, reviving, and renewing, which can include our minds if we choose where to dwell. Forget the former things and remember you are forgiven in Him. Forget the former things and remember you are made whole in Christ. You are a new creation. Forget the former things and remember you are the new thing that God is forming. Earlier in Isaiah today, he reminds us, verses 1-2, But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. One of the great blessings of God's word, of his spirit, of Christian community, is that they all can serve the highly important purpose of reminding us where to dwell and what is true. We are his. We are loved. We are forgiven. Dwell on that today. Let's pray and ask for his help. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for the Christian brothers and sisters that you've put in our midst, that we've committed to do life with, Lord God. We thank you that all of these things work together to remind us of the truth. The truth about who you are, the truth about your love for us, the truth about who we are in you, Lord God. Help us to dwell on that. Lord, help us to let go of our sins that we've repented of and we've handed over to you. Help us truly to let those go in your arms and rest and dwell in the fact that we are loved, that we are yours, that we are forgiven. Thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, I hope you continue to dwell on the truth today and you go forth and leave comments on 5bythefire.org, Armand and unshackled network.org. If you need prayer, subscribe, rate, and share this, you guys. Like, I feel like this is an episode that people need to hear. There's so many right now that you know, that you love, that are dwelling on the wrong things. Help remind them today what's true, that they too are loved by the God who formed them. Y'all be blessed and be a blessing, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Peace.